St. Peter's Church. This church is the biggest place of worship in the town, and for several centuries it was the main church. Its construction, according to tradition, goes back to the Paleo-Christian style. At this site, the Prince of the Apostles propagated the new faith whilst travelling to Rome. In 1076, Roger the Norman conquered Sicily, driving the Saracens out. He enlarged the chapel, conferring it the title of Protobasilica. Here, in 1282, after the War of the Vesper, Peter III of Aragon came to swear in the confirmation of the town's old privileges. Charles V did likewise in 1535, defeating the Saracens. He gave the church the brocade standard taken from the Ottoman army during the Tunisian campaign. Radical enlargement and restoration were carried out from 1695 to 1753 by the Trapanese architect Giovanni Biagio Amico. In 1775, the old structure was demolished, and then the church was rebuilt by the architect Luciano Gambina, Amico's apprentice. Later, it was necessary to undertake a new restoration because of the Sicilian earthquake of 1968. Today, the church appears to us as a Latin cross building, divided in five naves with transept and high dome. Inside the church, we can admire several works of art. Among them are two late 16th century sculptures. On the two sides of the entrance are the figures of St. Peter and Paul. Two paintings by Andrea Careca, 17th century. The Transfiguration on the high altar, and St. Peter calling St. Andrew on the left side of the transept. A wooden sculpture of St. Peter preaching by Mario Chiotta from the 18th century. It is also important to note the beautiful statue of the Gaggignana school of the Madonna del Cardillo on the front of the church. Finally, we can admire and hopefully listen to the monumental 7-keyboard organ in the three consoles, which is world famous and has been recently restored to its original splendour.